We're joined now by Danny West of HogSports.com. It's part of our Arkansas Car Stereo Recruiting Roundup, Little Rock's oldest full-service car stereo shop. Danny, good afternoon.
Afternoon, bud. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. Just kick back listening to you guys today.
I hope we are entertaining enough.
Always.
Don't put you to sleep.
Well, the rain's going on. How is it up there in Northwest Arkansas?
You know what? I haven't even looked out today. I've just been sitting at the computer. No rain. I think it's sprinkling off and on, but not too bad up here today.
That's a great day.
That is a great day. A lot going on around Northwest Arkansas. You've got the Razorbacks hosting the NCAA Regional. They finished today at 290. That's two over par. They are fifth place right now behind Illinois, Texas, Oklahoma State, and Kent State. And they are two strokes ahead of Colorado, who sits in sixth place. And then, Danny, starting tomorrow, it's the high school finals of soccer, baseball, and softball there on the campus of the University of Arkansas.
That's right. Are you coming up, Trey?
Coming up tonight, and then we're doing 1 hour of the show tomorrow, and then the games. RJ Hawk and I and Rick Schaefer will do a game on Saturday, and we'll be up there for the weekend.
Awesome. Got a lot going on in Fayetteville.
And I know it's hard for baseball recruiting because the coaches are on the road in Auburn. They start an important series tonight on the road down there, 6:05 first pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know what time they start tomorrow, Trey. Are you aware?
Of baseball tomorrow?
Right.
I believe it's the same time, 6:05, just like tonight.
Okay, good deal.
Yep. But let's talk recruiting. Let's talk football recruiting first. Is there a big prospect on campus?
Yeah. I'm totally going to butcher this name. He's an exchange student from Denmark, so I'm just going to say it really fast and hope I get through it. Hajalti Froholt of Warren, Ohio, is a 2015 defensive end, defensive tackle prospect. He's about 6'5", 275. One of those guys that comes to America, he's never played a lick of football in his life, and you know, a year later, he's one of the top prospects in the country for next year's class. He's got offers from Arkansas, Cincinnati, Ohio State, Michigan. Michigan State, I believe, has offered him. Just this week, he's already visited Notre Dame. I think he's visiting Ohio State and Michigan, as well as Arkansas today, obviously. Big-time kid. He's being recruited by Taver Johnson. Obviously, Taver's got some ties to the state of Ohio. I'm not sure how many ties he's got to Denmark, so we'll see how it goes.
And what position does he play?
He's a defensive end, defensive tackle prospect. He can play a little tight end, too, as well.
Yeah, and Danny, this is kind of the norm now, it seems like, that some of these DN players, I think you used to see it a little more with tight ends a few years ago. You know, had your Antonio Gates and other players that would play basketball a little bit and then get into football late. But you're seeing a lot of this just athletic kids, and they put them out there at rush end and have success.
Absolutely. I think it's got a lot to do with, you know, their ability with their hands. You know, a basketball player usually makes a great tight end because he's, you know, he can catch the ball.
Right.
I'll give you another example is Arkansas actually offered this guy last Friday. He's the cousin of Denver Kirkland, who, of course, you know, was a big-time signee for Arkansas in this past year's class. Demetrius Jackson is this kid's name. He was a full-time basketball player up until last year, 6'5", 255 defensive end. Comes out and plays football, and now he's raking in the offers. He's got one from Arkansas and told me earlier this week that Arkansas is his favorite right now. So we'll keep an eye on that one.
Defensive tackle, Bajon Jackson of El Dorado. Am I saying that right? Has he verbally committed to Arkansas?
He has.
Okay.
He's solid as a rock.
And we're still trying to get Josh Frazier. That's the other one that would be
still working on Josh Frazier. Josh is actually about 7 days out from releasing his top five. That will be the first time he's really narrowed things down a little bit. I went and saw Josh, I want to say on Monday, ran an interview with him. You know, he's a hard kid to read at times, but he's definitely up there with Arkansas's top targets. In my opinion, I think Bijan's probably rated a little bit higher on Arkansas's board, so I know they're happy with getting him. But, you know, these 6'4", 330-pound defensive tackles don't just grow on trees in Arkansas, so you got to get them when they come through, and Frazier's definitely up there.
And especially since he's in their backyard, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you see he's got all these offers from USC, Alabama, Auburn, you name it. So I do expect Arkansas to be in that top five next week. I think it's going to be a long, long process with Josh. May even go up to signing day, but right now Arkansas is in a pretty good position with him, and no one is recruiting Josh harder than Bijan Jackson right now. He really wants Josh to team up with him at Arkansas and kind of start a tradition of these big-time defensive tackles, and that's something Arkansas has been missing, since they joined the SEC, really.
Right, yeah. I mean, you had Marcus Harrison, who was a DN kind of, Jamal Anderson. We've had a couple DNs get drafted, but like you're saying, now if Frazier, some reason, goes to Bama, goes to LSU, goes to USC, does that take a hit, you know, to Coach Bielema? Because at Wisconsin, his year's there every year but one, he got the number one and number two recruit in that state, and I believe it was a quarterback that he really didn't want. And you have to say Frazier's one or two, right, in as far as prospects in the state of Arkansas?
Absolutely. He's probably number two behind Bijan. And, yeah, I understand what you're saying as far as fans' perception. If he misses on Josh Frazier, it will sting as far as fans are concerned, but you can go a long way in making up for that, and bringing in one of these out-of-state big guys. Kind of like with Alti Tenpenny last year, you know, you lose him to Alabama, but you pick up an Alex Collins, and I think that kind of smoothed things out a little bit. So, you know, Abu Lamin is a big-time junior college defensive tackle that they're really high on right now. He's going to be visiting soon. Kari Clark down at Florida. Craig Evans is actually from Wisconsin. He was actually committed to this staff at one time at Wisconsin. So they've got some other options if they are miss out on Frazier.
And real quick before Trey has something, is there any relationship with him in Auburn? You know, could you see that? Because I think of Malzahn, is there a relationship there? Have you heard anything there?
Yeah, I would be a little bit surprised to see Auburn in the top five next week, but I don't know that for sure. Josh has kept it pretty close to his vest, so we'll see. But, yeah, Malzahn's definitely still got a pretty strong presence in the Springdale area. Josh thinks a lot of Auburn and a lot of Coach Malzahn. But in my opinion, I don't think they're up there with Arkansas, Alabama, Notre Dame, USC, or probably even Florida State right now. So we'll just have to see next week when he releases that. I want to say that's going to be next. Yeah, it's a week from today, guys. So next Thursday he'll release that top five.
And, Danny, I know you've seen him practice a lot. You've gone out to their practice field specifically this spring. Talk about him and his game. What does he bring to the football field?
Well, he's quite a bit different than Bijan, in my opinion. Josh is more of that guy you just don't move. You know, Bijan can actually get to a passer, and I'm not saying Josh can't, but Josh is more of that big plugger in the middle that just takes up so much room and draws double teams and kind of lets other kids work around him a little bit. He's a big, strong kid. At the highest level of Arkansas high school football, he's just dominant. So he's got everything you're looking for, tons of size. And to be honest with you, I think he's still growing and getting stronger, so should be a fine prospect.
Larry in Little Rock on our Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback says, Danny, I'm concerned with Brett Bielema looking overseas for football players.
Well, it's, I don't know what to say about that. He did land one from Australia, I guess, this past year, and now, of course, he's got one coming in from Denmark. When he came in, he said he's going to scour the country, but looks like he's going worldwide.
I was going to say, he's going international now.
Hawaii overseas a little bit, huh?
I mean, it's overseas. Yeah, it's still in the country, but that's
gotta
a long cross, trip.
You got to go through the Pacific, yep.
You're out in the middle of the Pacific. I guess he's got his recruiting budget figured out, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a lot of money to do what they do.
Danny, in your mind, with obviously the quarterback situation as it is at Arkansas, who do you see being the backup?
That's a great question. You know what? I thought, in my opinion, there was a pretty significant drop-off between Brandon Allen and A.J. Derby this past spring. So I think there's room for a true freshman like Austin Allen or Damon Mitchell to come in and you know, make a run for that number two spot. In my opinion, you know, we really don't know enough about Damon Mitchell. He was recruited so late in the game that none of us really knew a lot about him. But I was always told about him that he's probably going to need at least a year or two to kind of, you know, keep developing a little bit. I do know what Austin Allen brings. I think he's a fine quarterback. In my opinion, he would probably be my guess for the number two spot. But we'll see how A.J. Derby keeps coming, too. But either way it goes, I don't think it's an ideal situation, Trey. I mean, you lose your backup quarterback. That's never a good thing. Now, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on Brandon Allen to stay healthy because, you know, these teams are going to be gunning for him, knowing that his backup is a walk-on or a true freshman. So we'll see how that plays out.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on him to stay healthy, but it also puts a lot of pressure on that offensive line to keep him healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely it does.
Yeah, and Tyler was he's a little different breed, you know. Like you hit him, he'd get back up. All quarterbacks aren't like that. But I did want to ask you about if you've heard anything about Les Hunt. I believe the quarterback, he was number 7 coming out of the nation last year, went to Oklahoma State, started.
Oklahoma State, yeah.
And then he's transferring. Did Arkansas have any contact with him, or is he going to go somewhere? Where do you think he's going to go? And then what about Brandon Mitchell? Have you heard where he's going to end up?
Yeah, I'll start with the Oklahoma State kid. He announced earlier this week that, you know, 5 schools that he would be interested in, and Arkansas was not on that list. I don't know if they made contact with him, but I've heard that this kid wanted to go somewhere that's really going to throw it a lot. So, you know, maybe Arkansas is not that kind of school anymore. We'll have to wait and see. But as of right now, it doesn't look like Arkansas is going to be an option for him. As far as Brandon Mitchell, visited NC State, I guess a few days ago. I know UAB and South Florida are still high on his list. I don't know where he's going to end up. Haven't heard from him or anything. But if it was me, I think I'd probably go down to Tampa, wouldn't you guys?
Better weather.
Absolutely. Go enjoy your last year of football at USF and enjoy
Danny,
the beach a little bit.
Yeah. You know, if it was me, you're going to go somewhere. I might look somewhere that has a senior quarterback where you go in, you learn the system, you redshirt, and you're able to run the scout team for the whole year. And you know your role because you know you can't play. So you still are going to get meaningful reps every week running the scout team and prove that you can be that guy next year. If you really want to go to the NFL as quarterback, he needs to be polished up because he hasn't had the reps here.
Well, I think the problem is he's already redshirted, unless I'm mistaken.
Okay,
on that.
See,
I'm
thought
sure.
I think we were under the impression that he had not redshirted.
Yeah, we've got him as a redshirt senior here. I was pretty sure he had redshirted, but boy, that would be great for him if he could sit out another year and wait for somebody to graduate.
But now that he's redshirted, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you're right.
Danny, look at the defense for this Arkansas Razorback football team and potential targets. What are some
okay.
of the needs that they need to assess in this 2013 class for next year?
Well, I think it all starts up front again. I mean, if they're ever going to look like they did at Wisconsin, it's going to have to start up front on both sides of the ball. You got to get some big-time linemen. And right now you talk about Bijan Jackson in the middle. Josh Frazier, obviously, still on board. The big kid at junior college that I mentioned, Abu Lamin. You know, guys like that. Solomon Thomas is a big-time defensive end down at Texas. I think if you could get him and a Jackson and a Frazier, now you're starting to get the quality of guys that Auburn and Georgia and these type of teams get in the SEC. So I think it starts up front next year. I expect them to probably sign 3 defensive tackles, maybe a couple of defensive ends, and then they've got to get more depth at other positions as well. Starts at linebacker. Jimmy Swain is a kid at Kansas City that I know they're really high on. Niles Morgan from up north, another kid. You know, they're on some big-time prospects. Raymond Wingo at cornerback. They're definitely going to probably sign two more corners and then safety. Tony Brown and Al Harris Jr. are two guys that I would keep an eye on. Those are probably their two top targets right now. So defensively, you still got a lot of holes to fill. But, I think it all starts up front.
I feel like all I have is excuse me, is quarterback questions. But the kid that was a sophomore last year at Charleston, where any word on him, what he's thinking about? Isn't he the number one prospect for his class in the state?
Yeah, I think Ty Story is who you're talking about.
Right.
I think either Ty or Will Gregg, of course, a younger brother of Chris Gregg, would probably be number one for 2015. I talked to Ty earlier this week. He's had Alabama come through this spring. Georgia's been by. Virginia, I want to say, was in there yesterday. So, you know, he's catching a lot of interest. No one's really pulled out an offer yet. I think Arkansas State has offered him. But, of course, that was when Coach Malzahn was there at Arkansas State. So, not sure if that offer still stands. But Ty is going to get plenty of offers. I would expect, you know, probably two dozen offers by the time he's done. Just a big-time kid. And, you know, I don't think he's an Arkansas lock by any means. Arkansas obviously hasn't offered yet, but I would expect them to within the next, year at least. But Arkansas is definitely going to be one of his favorites, but, you know, nothing's for sure right now. He's pretty open to every coach that's coming by and seeing him.
Yeah. So he'll be a junior. We got Austin Allen coming in that will be a freshman, and depending on if he redshirts. Is there a senior quarterback this year that Arkansas has already offered?
Rafe Peavy.
And so if he commits and goes to Arkansas,
he's committed.
Then and he's going in for that class. I think you're right. He will not go because you have back to back. All American type high school quarterbacks that are studs going in. That you don't want to go there, especially if they redshirt, you know, you could be sitting there for a while.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think even with Rafe Peavy, who's already committed, I think maybe he's looking at the depth chart. And, you know, of course, they brought in two quarterbacks in this past year's class, so they're stacking them up pretty good. I do think Rafe will go ahead and sign with Arkansas, but you're exactly right. It makes it tougher to go out and tell another high-profile kid that, hey, you're our guy for the future when you've already landed three or four of them. But then again, it's a pretty good problem to have. I think that's how Alabama pulled it off over the last 4 years.
Well, and Danny, quarterback is the one position that it's the toughest to do that in because if it's receiver, running back, lineman, whatever,
sure,
there's multiple of those players out there, and
right,
running back's kind of by committee. But the quarterback, you know, I couldn't tell you anybody that goes to college that doesn't want to be at minimum a two-year starter and really wants to be a three-year starter. So that makes it tough.
Absolutely.
Danny, real quick before we run out of time, any news on the basketball front recruiting-wise?
Very little. I think the last offer that went out was to the kid in Columbia, Missouri, 2014 guard that they've had their eye on for quite some time. To be honest with you, I don't have my notes in front of me. I'm having trouble remembering his name, but there's another 2014 kid. I want to say his name is Marquell Oliver down at in Alabama. He's picking up quite a bit of interest from Arkansas now. He actually told me Arkansas offered him last week, I want to say, but I haven't been able to confirm that on this end. I'm not sure if that's a committable offer, but as far as the 2013 class, nothing new right now that I'm aware of. I do think they'll end up having Manuel Watkins on the roster next year. I don't expect that to be a scholarship deal. I think they'll end up getting him to walk on, but he may be the last addition for this year's class.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, bud. Thanks.
All right.